Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where again today at Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois.
At Syngenta, we're going to talk biologicals. Kramer Farney, who is
head of sales.
The biologicals started out as snake oil, but now guys kind of like them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter in the market, and there is a lot of different things, and everything's kind of tagged a biological, but there's some really key sections within it. You know, there's some differences between biostimulants and nutrient use efficiency products. We've been most focused in the biostimulant space here in the past couple years.
And that will enhance photosynthesis, or what does, what's that doing?
Yeah, we're doing a couple things. We have a product called YieldOn, and really a reproductive stage type product where we're trying to just push as much into those crops as possible, as much into the kernels in corn as possible, using nitrogen better to do that. So that's the big thing. You know, if we can upfit the nitrogen use, we're going to enhance the yield.
For sure. And how do we accomplish that? Is this sprayed at R1, R3, or V1, V3, V4?
Yeah, one of the best ways we've seen it work is when we go on with a top-tier fungicide like a Trivapro or a Miravis Neo, and we put yield on in that same tank, and that's when you really see just some great relationships, and you get a yield bump from both of those products going in the tank.
Yeah, and they pay for themselves.
Sure. We're seeing some good returns already just from like our visual cues this year. Pod counts on soybeans, kernel counts on the corn, really looking forward to the combines rolling through and seeing it in the grain tank.
Sure. Available now, or is this in test blocks?
Available now. We're selling it across the Midwest and having some really good results with it. We do have a new product coming to market called Boostin. Boostin is going to be more in the vegetative stage. We're going to be looking, really thinking about that maybe second herbicide pass. And what we're seeing from Boostin is just a really good stress mitigation product. A lot of stress is out in the crop. You know, it can be too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry. And we've seen Boostin really help to mitigate a lot of that stress and help put the crop in a better position.
Yeah, we can have all those stresses in the same week up in the Dakotas.
Yeah, that's a great, well said.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture. We'll be back tomorrow and the next morning. On the road today, Central Illinois, where the corn crop looks pretty good. Soybeans are a little short. All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture.